acquisition of real property.
And I'll also be brief. We'll talk more about this in a couple of weeks, and hopefully it'll be more concrete at that time. But as a refresher, we approved the purchase of the Amalia Street property for a future human services center several months ago, about a $2 million purchase. We have been doing the due diligence of that property, which included test fits and soil testing that has identified a number of site issues and development challenges. The design team gave us an estimate for that project cost of between $85 and $110 million for the site and the facility. With that information, we pivoted, and last Friday, we took a tour of the ACN building that's right there on Copperfield. It's 116,000 square feet for the main building, plus 24,000 square feet with two additional buildings, plus 6 acres of undeveloped land. And they have given us a pricing estimate of between $42 and $45 million for the purchase. And so obviously we think, given the construction cost, we think that is going to be a more cost-effective option for the county, even with renovation money that would have to go into it, whether that's replacing a roof, HVAC equipment, renovations of the interior to make it work for human services. So what we would like to bring back, hopefully in 2 weeks, is a purchase offer for that property that would give us a year's of due diligence to do a lot of the programming, renovation, design work, take a look at the building systems, and then hopefully as we go to issue debt next spring, we would have the funding needed to go ahead and complete that purchase.
So would they hold it for that long?
We think they will. They've been trying to sell it for at least 3 years.
So if they knew for a fact that we would.
Yeah, and it'd be an all cash offer. They wouldn't have to worry about financing. Yeah, they've got 80 people working in there.
Actually, you'd be surprised how much they're in there working.
That was my next question. So is any portion of that building something that could be continued? Like, I don't know, I haven't been back there in a long time. Could any of that portion be leased out? So we would at least get some to those existing staff, so we would recoup some of that cost? I don't know where they are logistically.
I think we would have to get through the programming for human services.
Meaning after we move in? Mm-hmm. Maybe in the 24,000 square
feet. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, the auxiliary building.
Everything they're doing now is in the main.
Is in the main building, correct.
Because of the IT connections.
Correct.
Yeah. So they're in the main.
Well, plus a lot of that has to be kept confidential.
Yeah, I also think they like their extremely large offices that face out onto the large windows.
Yeah, okay. It is a very nice building.
This building is one level with the milestone.
Not quite milestone.
This would be where we would have to do the same. Every time I take somebody in milestone, I say, please understand, we did not build this building, and we would not have, and it's going to be the same with that.
And just for another, so another reason for the year due diligence, one, to make sure that we do all the necessary legwork, is the lease for the existing facility goes through 2027. And so obviously we're going to have some renovations that need to happen. So if we don't close for a year and then we add renovations on top of that, we're into 2025, maybe 2026 before we're ready to move in. And then we shouldn't have as much of a gap because we're kind of stuck in that lease until 27.
Yeah, and you also have about 6 to 7 months of work to do in the current building that we're in with all the furniture that's there. With what are you going to do with that? Because you don't have anywhere to bring all that.
Yeah.
And I don't think the owner is going to want it back with that much furniture.
And even if we did, you know, if we could manage to get it, which several years ago didn't seem too attractive to me, but it's a whole lot attractive to me now, very much.
Yeah.
I mean, the tide has changed. Circumstances have changed. Conditions have changed. But if we get the building finished in 2026 and we're still on the lease up there, we would still save the taxpayers a lot of money to buy the lease out, get our people out of there and moved on in, rather than letting the building sit there and be ready. Yep. We can just buy the lease out and be done.
The only other thing
we had to do that, if they had to do that.
The only other thing I was going to add is, and we can have Karen and Dana and Human Services run these numbers, but there is a revenue component of facility construction for human services, so there will be some revenue that comes back to us over the period of time from the state and federal revenues that they get. So we'll have them run some numbers to see what that might look like, but we get reimbursed for space that we occupy.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. You want me to tell you the big positive on that building that ACN building, they already have colored lenses for the lights to shine on.
Yes, there you go. Probably keeping all the flags.
So it can be green or blue.
That's the first thing he'll get rid of, all the
flags. Come on, Kyle.
And obviously, the only downside is it takes it off the tax books. It is valued as of 2020 at about 14 or 15 million. So it's not valued at 42 million or 45 million that they want. So the hit won't be as substantial.
Well, that means we've got more room to negotiate.
No, we got room.
We have plenty of room to negotiate. Now, the downside is, I think if they're smart, they know they have a lot of leverage right now. Because the construction market for a facility of that type, I just told you the numbers earlier, is about twice the cost. And I think they
now,
know it.
Now, will that parking lot, because I'm Kyle, that was this one you had talked about, we would have had to build a parking deck wherever.
Yeah, this is 400 parking.
Is this parking lot big enough?
400 parking spots, plus there's an additional acre for expansion. Yeah.
It's not a stormwater basin on site.
It's a wonderful site. It's a wonderful site.
Now, anything we ever do from now on, whenever we got to build, we got to do it. But no stormwater basins on site.
Oh,
that's what makes places like Afton so attractive.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we've made the choices we've made. The civil world is what is killing you on the cost. Never mind the cost of building buildings, but the civil work is just killing.
Okay,